Cleanser and mantle, spiders in the sand. Spank Machine, Uptight, Pave Animal. We got another one from Ronan Furlong. Always dig his tracks.
Wow. It's been a while since we played
Mystic Mountain, because all of his stuff is so, like, has got that vibe to it. It's so great. Like, sometimes there's, like I always say, there's, like, it almost would have been a better Big Jim's wild card.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, it is rock and roll, but it's definitely alternative rock and roll.
Yeah.
Or whatever the term is.
Right.
That you use now. Attendant Patriot Parade. Attendant Patriot Parade and Ronan Furlong with Mystic Mountain right now. We got, so far only one new one to the show, but man, solid.
Baby, contrary to expectations, I found myself again. Taste the cup of failure and knowing what it meant. When all along the water I spied another plane, but the road was long and jagged, so I turned my face away. And oh, that mystic mountain somehow got away. The road that was less traveled was the road I would not face. Mystic mountain. Subsequent exposure told of my disgrace, and the vultures overhead waited for the day. When all along the water, that deep and restful place that was calling from the shadows to take me far away. And oh, that mystic mountain somehow got away. The road that was less traveled was the road I'd never face. Mystic Mountain. A consequential meeting brought me to this place. Somehow in the movement I got lost along the way. When all along the water, that deep and restful place was calling from the shadows to take me far away.
Attendant, Patriot Paradise, and Ronan Furlong with Mystic Mountain. We're up to Meister Matt's Metal Moment. Oh, just so you know, I moved. I don't know if I'm going to keep it like this or not, but I moved Big Jim's Wild Card up. It's not the last song anymore.
Oh, cool. It's somewhere else.
It's more in the middle, because I was like, I just was like, I think I'd rather end with bands that have already been on the show. There wasn't right. A lot of thought. In my head, I was like, I should move that. And then it happened. So it wasn't like, yeah, there's no real, I don't have a good reason.
You're just giving a floor run.
Give it a floor run, see if it plays. Yeah. You know? That's knock cool. It up a couple, throw it around a little bit and see if it sticks. If it doesn't stick, I can always knock her right back to where she was.
Right. Hey, you know,
I got you. I got to get my pitch on. I got to get my pitch mind set.
Totally.
We're up to your metal moment, the Meister Matt metal moment. So you're feeling pretty hungover. What did you drink? Can you talk about it? Or are you going to?
Yeah, Rolling Rocks.
Are you going to spew?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I started off with the same beer, but I'm drinking right now. I went to, let's see. Yeah. Ultras, you know, the Michelob.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're really good. And then right when I got to the bar, took a shot of 99 bananas.
Nice.
Yeah. I pulled it out. I was like, I'm not drunk enough.
Dude, in a college town, you did 99 bananas.
Yeah. I had to try it. I haven't really tried them, you know? So my drummer,
that's where I tried it.
Exactly. So I, you know, that's where a lot of people try that drink. And my drummer about a week ago, he was like, you got to try this stuff. I'm like,
yeah.
What are you talking about? So, yeah, I brought that in as a secret and I shot it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then I went straight to Rolling Rock and stuck with that. Had a shot of whiskey while playing. And then they just started letting us, just buying us beers and shit.
Rolling Rocks, though? You stuck to just the rocks?
Yeah, just the rocks.
That's just a pure hangover you got there. You didn't do anything fucking funky.
No. I mean, maybe.
What'd you think of the 99 bananas?
I thought it was tasty. I know I'm looking at it. It's like fucking 99 proof. So it's very, very strong. It's, but it put me in the headspace to play, you know.
It lights you up.
Yeah, because I'm not, I want to sit and drink four glasses of wine to get ready to play.
Absolutely.
Show.
Yeah. Disgusting. But I'm like, saying it's got, because it's got more of a schnapsy feel.
It feels so nice. Yeah.
So it like warms the, you know, it like goes down your, it like, okay, here's the exact parallel. Pepto-Bismol is to your stomach what, well, and it's more than just 99 Bananas, Golden Schlager, Rumplemintz are to your chest.
Totally. Yeah. Yep.
You can feel it like tracing your guts.
Yeah.
With
yeah, and like your trachea. Like it helped my throat. It like, yep. it, you know, without drinking a thing of whiskey and getting nauseated. It's like the, you know, like you said, like it's taking a shot of Goldschlager where it kind of warms you up. Like you feel like, uh-oh, now I can sing, you know, but
different than hot damn, different than your, different than your cinnamon, bevies, your cinnamon schnapps or liquors.
Like, yeah, totally.
This is like a cool, like a warm, it's like icy hot. It's not cold, but it's like a warm, soothing feeling. Whereas those cinnamon ones will give you some, they give you some actual heat.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. Like, you know, it this doesn't taste like Rumplemintz. It just tastes like bananas. It has that same feel. You're right. It's an amazing feeling.
I know.
Yeah. So, and all you need is one. If you drink more than that,
that's it.
Fucked.
Well, that's the thing with the 99 Bananas too. Like, one, I would never do more than one shot of it unless I was in my 20s. Then I would, but no way.
Yeah. Dangerous.
What
man.
In the fuck do you mix with it?
Exactly. I think you just have
What's
to take a shot.
What's the point of it?
What's the point of it? Just take a shot of it. That's just, it's so strong. You don't need to fucking do it. It tastes so good. It tastes like fucking bananas.
Yeah.
If like whiskey tasted good. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it, like why?
It tastes like banana, like a banana candy. Like, like a flavor, banana flavor.
Totally.
So totally. Good.
It's such it a strong good. Drink, too. Oh, it's so brutal.
It's, it's dangerous.
It's fucking dangerous.
If I had to make a poster and like in different colors, like I'd put that in the red. It's like I'd put it in there with like, honest to God, with like 151. But at least 151 is like a rattlesnake, you know, dude. It's like you smell that shit and you're like, this is going to light me up bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I could breathe. I understand why this light's on fire.
Yep.
Yep. So you're kind of less likely to down some. But if you just, someone was like, hey, you want a shot of this banana liquor? You'd be like, yeah. Hey, you want another one? Sure. You wouldn't think it was that strong.
No way.
You'd think it was schnapsy.
Yeah, no, totally. It's not. Like, my drummer, like, he drinks this stuff, right? And we just took a swig of this stuff. And we're both bombed. Like, we were drinking like six beers with it, but it bombed us. Like, did not excuse. Like, I took the bus. It's a good thing because I would have crashed a car.
Yeah. Side note on it.
Yeah.
Before we go to the metal moment, don't drink it if you're going to be somewhere where there's mosquitoes.
Oh, why?
Because they're attracted to the smell of banana.
Oh, and, shit.
Yeah. One time I passed out at this party and it was in the summer. So the door, anyway, I was in a sleeping bag, but I was sweating so much that I had to, you know, like open the sleeping bag. I got mosquito bites everywhere because I was like sweating banana.
Oh, Jesus.
They just went straight for me. So yeah, but banana, the actual smell of banana is that attracts them.
Oh no. That's fucking crazy, man.
That's why you got to watch it. You got to watch it with the 99 Bananas because it'll get you two ways.
Well, this is a bad time to be drinking 99 Bananas.
But you're in an environment where there's not a lot of mosquitoes, so who gives a shit? But I'm saying if you go camping, don't sit there and I'm going to have s'mores and 99 Bananas. You're going to have a bad time, dude. That's what you're going to have. You're going to have a hangover and so many mosquito bites, you'll think you rolled around in poison sumac.
Yeah, no, totally. Jesus Christ.
Second choice. Great. I didn't take the first choice.
Poison, no, that's fucking
the first choice. No.
It's sumac. It's fucking, sumac is terrible.
Awful. Meister Match Metal Moment. Nyrak, The Eyes of Time. The song is so epic. New to the show. Metal. Metal Moment. a couple tracks from previous shows. Some Clockwork, Hold On, and some Dead Pony with Rainbows.
Something.
Dead Pony Rainbows, Clockwork with Hold On. It's a, yeah. So if we're going to drink it, if we're going to have the 99 bananas, we got to know what's got to be an indoor situation.
Okay, deal. Yeah.
Wait, did you say you did a shot of it at the bar, or you brought a little shot of it?
Yeah, I had a little zipper in my pocket.
Nice. That so makes I was just it like, even better.
Yeah. 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 It was a little zip. I needed something because I'm like, I can't. I need no,
it's
to like
a perfect one. It's a perfect one.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought so. I like the little
whiskey,
lube.
I like the honey whiskey too.
Fantastic. But, yeah.
But if you need a little extra kick.
Yep.
It's 99.
It's 99. No, totally. Like all you need is, like you said, all you need is one. And then you go right out there and have a good time. Like, you know.
As a performer, I don't know how you can go out onto a stage without one shot or one beer. I mean, one, not a lot, because then it makes it, at some point it makes it harder to do the stage, whatever it is. You drink totally. Too much. But I don't know how, like, that's impressive to me that you just got, you can just walk, just roll right out there. I need to like, you know, get a little loosey. Like
yeah, you gotta lube up a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
It's hard to
not too much. You go, because like I said, there's an area there. If you go past it, you're done. You're gonna have a terrible show.
Yeah, you get angry, you get weird. I mean, it depends on what kind of drink you're drinking.
You forget
is stuff. The worst thing. Yeah.
Like you know, like you pee your pants, like Fergie.
I mean, sure, that could happen.
I don't think she cared, though.
She did actually pee her pants, though, right?
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah. She did. But I don't think she was real punk rock about it. She was just a kind of like, fuck it, dude. Like, give me another beer.
It's better than
like that type of attitude.
Yeah. Like, if
I mean, it's just pee, and it was probably all beer pee anyway. So it's not like it was like, you know, like she's like drinking green shakes or something. She was probably having, you know, like martinis or something. It wasn't even like real. It was like liquor pee. It was probably distilled already on exit.
Right. Right. You're totally, it's completely like clean. Astringent. It's a clean.
Yeah.
Clean
yeah. Pee. Yeah. Yeah. You could like clean a war wound, a small bullet wound.
Yeah, totally.
With Fergie's urine.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people listening right now would be like, yeah, she could pee on me any day.
Fergalicious.
Fergalicious, brother.
She's up at the gym just working on her fitness. And she did that, but I don't think she's the only one. I think most of them do that. I think she just happened to wear she just made a bad choice in colored pants.
I mean, right. And you know, a lot of those motherfuckers, like a lot of rock stars, they have like an exit. Like a floor exit, they can go get a blowjob. You know, like that was always a thing. Like the Led Zeppelin Def Leppard would jump into the pit, like the pit.
Yeah.
You know, and it was actually just backstage underneath. And they're just like, it's time to do cocaine, mate. You know, and then they could pee and do whatever they want. Poor Fergie, there's no exit for her. She couldn't, you know, that sucks. There's no little solo.
Right.
You know,
When you're up there and the Black Eyed Peas are doing a song and you're in it, you're not going anywhere.
No.
And hey, how many people and the true fans of them are going to be like, what the fuck? But how many people heard of the Black Eyed Peas before Fergie became part of them?
Thank you. We'll wait.
So I'm just saying, there's a lot of pressure on Fergie to stay on the freaking stage.
That's right. That's right.
So she was like, I'm just going to fucking pee him and just let her rip. Just do it upright. But the thing is, she chose a bad pant color.
Totally wrong. Yeah, it looked like she peeshed herself for sure.
Yep. Wrong material.
Yep.
You know, all of it. You got to plan ahead if you think you're going to get so drunk that you're just going to let it all hang out.
Yeah, because I think Ozzy's done it a lot, but he wore baggy pants, you know. So,
of course, he did.
Yeah, he's pissing himself all the time. I've always heard that. Yeah.
I'm sure a bunch of them were. I'm just saying I'm sure they just peed in the black leather pants.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, and see anything.
That's why they dump water on themselves so they just look like they're wet. But that's smart. It's pee. You know? Oh, they're drinking beer. No, they're peeing them pants. They're peeing
fucking outlaws of rock and roll secrets.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Rock and roll guys. Just so everybody knows, when rock and roll guys pee their pants, they grab a bottle of water and dump it on themselves and pretend they're cool, but they're actually just covering up the fact that they peed, that they're foolish, and they peed their pants.
That's so smart. Or, and you know, too old
to be doing that.
Exactly. Or beer, so they just smell like beer. They don't smell like piss.
Nope.
Yeah.
I saw a guy throw up one time. Not one time. I saw a guy throw a bunch of times, but he threw up and it was just beer.
Yep.
And there was nothing to it but beer. It was just foam and beer. I don't think it even hit his stomach.
No. That guy didn't eat for the fucking days. He was just puking cocaine.
Just too much. It's just one of those. It's usually see shit like that when it's like a day thing. Like, people get day drunk and they didn't plan anything outright with the eating. You know, you go out at night, you've had three meals in the day. You kind of, you know what I mean? Like, it's a safer time to start getting all loopy. But you're in the daytime and you're just skipping lunch and having beers in its place. Next thing you know, it's dinner time and you're just, you don't know where you're at.
You're gone.
You're sleeping in someone's bushes.
Yeah, totally.
Like, and it's guaranteed. Hot. And you're just sitting there in the dirt sweating because you're just ham boned, but you just had to sit down for a minute.
This is the worst situation possibly could be in. Like, it's awful. Like, imagine being day drunk, like in Cancun. Awesome,
just passing
right?
out in the sun, though.
Out in the sun and like getting lit on fire. I think I'd rather sit in the dirt.
Sit in the dirt in someone's bushes again, leaning against their house. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
We're up to Big Jim's wild card. Jeffrey Leander. What bad guys do? Brand new to the show. Great stuff. I dig it.
You made my heart flutter, made me feel special. I knew I loved you, knew I could trust you. That's what you lacked. That's what you want. This is what bad guys do. I made the exception. Don't know why I gave that to you. I knew I should leave. I guess I'd hope that you'd change. Guess that I'm not as important as you. This is what bad guys do. Didn't wanna start over. I did that before you. That I could get. That's what you like. That's what you wanted. I learned from my mother. This is what bad guys do. I made the exception. Don't know why I gave that to you. You got into my head. This is a game I was set up to lose. Guess that I'm not as important as you. I'm not innocent. I know I make mistakes too. That doesn't justify your right hook or throw. Was anything you ever said real? I learned from my mother. This is what bad bad guys do. I made the exception. Don't know why I gave that to you. Listen, I've learned is a list of the things I don't want in my life. I'll never be as important as you. This is what bad guys do. I sometimes tell others that I wish you the best. If I'm honest, I don't mind well wishes at best. Bring karma. This is what bad guys do. This is what bad guys do. This is what bad guys do.
Jeffrey Leander, What Bad Guys Do, Big Jim's Wild Card, new to the show, recommended by our buddy Victoria DeMar. She's like, you're going to dig this track. She was correct.
She's usually pretty correct. She's good at that stuff, man.
She knows her tunes and she knows her cinemas.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. Now that I moved it, we got two more tracks from previous shows.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. We got the Posers, Save a Kiss for Me. Those guys, they're always doing something. I got to check and see if they got some other stuff coming out.
Oh yeah.
And Kong with Outlaw, kind of a perfect track. Song. Kind of the perfect song to end the set list on.
It's awesome. I love that song.
It was great.
Baby, I'm an outlaw. They popping pills and drinking Henny, leaning out from all the bennies. I'm on the psilocybin, vibing with my tribe and popping wheelies in the desert. It's going wild here on this side of town. We're blowing smoke and shaking the ground. Might be down. We're blazing trails and burning it down.
might be a rock star, baby, I'm an outlaw. Smoke a couple joints, let my eyes roll back. Living out my dreams, watch the world go black. Rebel with the cause, you can eat my dust. And if you're an outlaw, you can roll with us. Ayahuasca and peyote, now I'm running with the coyotes. Goddamn, I'm feeling best in the wild, wild west. Now you're begging, baby, won't you show me? It's going wild here on this side of town. We're blowing smoke and shaking the ground. Might be down and out and lonely, but there's nothing that can hold me. We're blazing trails and burning it down. Baby, I'm an outlaw. Ooh. You might be a rock star.
Kong Outlaw, The Posers, Save a Kiss for Me. That's episode 427. Outlaws of Rock. I'm Dio.
Nice, Matt.
Let's look real quick and just see if there's a... I'm just going to say real quick, recipes for 99 bananas. Oh, there is.
Oh.
What do you do with 99 a banana split?
Uh-oh.
99 bananas, 1 ounce chocolate liqueur, stirred in a shot glass and served chilled.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's good.
Funky that's monkey.
Banana drink. Ew. That's
99 bananas, Calypso coconut rum.
That sounds so dangerous.
On ice, a funky monkey.
A funky monkey. Okay, well, all right. That makes sense.
Yeah, and then the other one was the banana split.
Yeah, I think I see that.
This is important. I just think it's... Look, it's on their webpage.
Oh, there's an actual webpage.
Yeah, the banana bombshell. 1 ounce 99 bananas, 1 ounce 99 cinnamon.
Oh my God. That's some scary shit, man.
That's how you end up in the ER.
Yeah. If you have your own like stock of it, which is someone's going to, you're going to jail.
It's
going to
taste so good.
Yeah.
That you're going to have one and be like, oh man, that shit tasted so good. Now, mind you, it's 299 proof liquors and you're going to then just drink your beers and not, then you're gonna be like, oh, I'm going to want to do another one of those. Like, tastes so good. And then the more drunk you get, the more you're going to want to do them, only adding to your drunkenness. That's how you go to the ER.
That is so, you have to pump your body.
Yeah. Cause you just, there's, if something, if it's almost like the fact that most liquors don't taste great is a benefit because like, that the ones that like that's really dangerous.
Oh yeah, it's not good.
You know,
it's good. It's delicious, but it's
like,
not good.
Just drinking, like if you just went and bought a pint of vodka with no mixer or nothing, you're choking it down. It's not going down easy. Because unless you're just an absolute like raging alcoholic, that's not happening. But if you bought yourself a pint of 99 bananas.
Oh yeah, no, totally.
Like nothing.
There's some fun. Oh, here's one.
All right,
a 99 banana daiquiri.
Ooh,
99 bananas, banana. Okay, sour mix. and sugar. You're talking about diabetes, man.
Oh my God. Oh
my God.
It's scary, man. It's scary.
But they sound delicious.
Yeah. Like, okay, this is a disgusting. Okay. 99 bananas and Mountain Dew. Why would you do that? They just call it the mix.
I don't know. I'm like, I like this one. I like this Funky Monkey one.
I think the Funky Monkey works. I think I would do that.
What if you just put a 99 shot, like 99 banana shot, in like with some regular spiced rum?
I'm gonna
mix it.
I think they might. Wait. Okay.
That seems like a no brainer.
That's a good idea.
It must be a thing. It must be a thing.
They have a Flaming Mikey, which is 99 bananas, Bacardi 151, Black Bat rum.
Oh,
Cognac. I can't say that word. How do you say that?
Cognac.
Cognac. Thank you. And Goldschlager.
Oh, that's, my God.
So that's like a spiced rum, like crazy fucking Goldschlager.
If you went to the bar to order that out here, that thing would be like $35.
That would probably not make it because they're like, what are you trying to die?
You're going
to
die.
Yeah. You want to kill yourself? Because
are you just saying things? Are you just looking at the shelf behind me and naming liquors that you want me to mix together? Or is there actually a thought behind what you're doing? Like, are you just like, I'll get some of that, some green apple schnapps, some gross.
Because, yeah, like right next to it, it's Fuzzy Coconuts and a Banana Hammock. That's the name of the cocktail, right? And it's 99, amaretto, lime juice, Malibu rum, sweet and sour. So that sounds like an actual drink.
That sounds like a lot of work, but delicious.
Oh, yeah. And I like the Flaming.
Is the drink name some sort of a dick joke? I don't
get
it.
Yeah, it's like
supposed to be a balls and a dick joke?
Balls and a dick joke. Like, right. Guaranteed, what's his name, would go... I don't like it either. You'd go and order that as a joke.
No,
yeah,
but it's
Jimmy Buffer.
Yeah, but that does. It sounds like a lot of work, but it sounds delicious.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would drink that. I think that
you got to go with one. You got to find them that are three ingredients or less. Because honestly, how much do you think we would really make it?
Exactly. Like here, look, perfect. Two ingredients: the Yellow Jacket, it's
all right,
shooter, 99, and Sambuca.
Oh,
beautiful.
That beautiful. Would be potent.
Yeah.
Because Sambuca's got a pretty high proof, too, I think.
It would be wild. Yeah. I think it would be better than drinking fucking 99 and Red Bull, which is literally just and Red Bull. It's like the shittiest name. Like,
no, but that's like, when, like, that doesn't count. You can't do that with everything. Red Bull doesn't taste good at all. And then it definitely doesn't taste good with some liquors. Like, yeah. First, right off the bat, it doesn't taste good.
Yeah, it tastes like batteries.
It does. It tastes like battery juice. It tastes like just what chemicals taste like.
Yeah, that's
what it tastes
exactly.
Like.
It's chemical flavor. You know,
like anytime you were like wondering what, like if there was a bubbling vat of plastic, and you were like, I wonder what it'd be like to drink that. That's what Red Bull is.
That's fucking Red Bull. Gives you wings. Gives you fucking diabetes.
It does. It just, and it makes you weird hyper. Not
yeah,
healthy.
Like weird.
Not
like,
healthy, excitable.
Like amphetamine hyper. Like
yeah,
you did too
good.
Much Adderall. You know?
Yeah. Like you're not, it's not good. It's not a good thing to do.
Not good. No, it's disgusting. When you're going to put fucking 99 in there, you're trying to stop your fucking heart? Jesus.
Nah, I'm not. I'm making myself a Funky Monkey.
Yeah, a Funky Monkey sounds good.
One
Flaming Mikey's is absolute atrocity.
But one, I'm telling
just
you,
one.
We do one of those, and then you move on with your night.
You just drink some Rolling Rocks or some Michelobes for the rest of the night.
You drink it, and you just give it the oh fuck, this is really good. Damn, these are good. And there and ah, you say all these things, needle dee, and then you're just done though. Put it down.
Yep.
Put the tops back on the bottles, put them back in the fucking cabinet. Cause I'm just saying, cause you know, after that fourth beer on the way out the goddamn door, on the way out the door, someone's going to be like, you know what we should do? Another one of those Funky Monkeys. And everybody's gonna be like, yeah, dude. Cause everybody's buzzed now from the first Funky Monkey in the three or four beers.
Yep. And no one knows how to fucking have a side hatch, a side beer, and just, you know, just that's when you side beer it for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know how to do that.
Well, why, you know, It's important to teach people the ways.
Yeah, you need a side, you know, the road beer, I call it. Except for you don't go on the road with it. You just sit there and drink it.
Like walking on the road. Like walking near the road on the sidewalk.
In a legal area to drink outside.
Yeah.
Of course. Don't go to jail.
Of course. Of course. That or the airplane bottle is also the other one.
Beautiful, because you're on a fucking airplane.
The walk. And, yeah. Just you're walking to the bar. It's a little chilly out. Snap, snap, snaps.
See, next time I go on a fucking airline, I'm bringing just 99. Because that was the
99
only
99 loof bananas, dude.
Yep. That chilled me out, man. Like, I was really nervous last. You know, I get nervous. Everyone, you know, you get the nerves.
Oh, but sure.
Like, it was like because of like not playing for a long time. I don't know. I was like, felt weird.
And they're not going to say shit if you bring those on the airplane, because all you got to do is look at the people and be like, they're named after you. Like they're called airplane bottles. Yeah. Like that's what they've been called my whole life.
Yeah, I'm legally allowed.
I'm bringing them on the damn airplane.
I can't bring shaving cream on this fucking thing.
Understood.
But I could bring these fucking airline bottles.
You
bastard.
Made them this size because you felt comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Don't change your mind now, airlines. We need them more than ever.
Exactly.
Bag should sound like, you know, change with all the little bottles clicking against each other for their plane flight. Just everybody up there getting 99 bananas, good times, airlines.
Yeah, old man Morley, just without the chains, you just got fucking airline bottles. Just
not even, absolutely. Just random, like pit bull running at you in a backyard, chain just coming at you. Just change, it's just, but the point of it is everybody would have a great time on the flight.
Yeah. No irritable bullshit if you're just drinking some 99, you know.
Well, I hope 99 Bananas appreciated this, because we don't work for 99 Bananas.
No. But it was good. Thanks.
We appreciate the 99 proof banana flavored liquor.
Totally. You know how like Slayer gets they have Jägermeister, and like Metallica has their own. Yeah. I would go 99 all the way.
I think it would, honestly, it's all about matching the product with the people, the show, the whatever it is. It would pair perfectly.
I think it'd be funny. You know, like Black Empathy,
really funny.
Bandits, like it's completely out of fucking posture. It's out of fuck. It doesn't make any sense.
But it's, you know, that's what makes it great, because it's funny.
Yeah.
And it's 99 fucking proof. So how funny is that?
Right? Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, yeah, right. It's pretty cool.
You're laughing all the way to the drunk tank.
Exactly. You got it. You know, say, yeah, you know, exactly.
99. So it's just, you know, we're it's fun. It's silly. Yet it's still very in your face.
It's a ball check for sure. It's a ball check. Just crack your right in testicles a little bit with flavor.
Absolutely. A flick of the wrist.
Yep. Ouch.
Just in the worst way possible. Oh, the most perfect hit.
I would vomit if that happened to me right now. If a little monkey just cracked me in the fucking balls and took my banana.
That's the commercial.
That's it. Black Empathy.
You're holding
commercial.
A bottle of 99 bananas and a little monkey comes up and slaps you in the nuts. And when you bend over, he takes the bottle.
Amazing. And I'm like,
and then I say 99 bananas in like Japanese.
Dude.
Though.
Like at least 700,000 yen. We would, you know, that's what we get paid for them.
That's where we should promote the hardest, is go promote in Japan, 99 bananas. We got to get it over everywhere in the world. That's our job. That would be our job from 99 bananas.
Fucking cool would it be to be in Tokyo?
To spread rock and roll.
Yeah.
New rock and roll, new music, and 99 bananas.
Get free 99 bananas into like Tokyo. You go to a Tokyo noodle shop and they just give you 99 bananas for free. You just get free
shit. Did you remember any of it? Any of the world? No.
Nope.
No, we were 99 bananas drunk for the whole thing.
Schnopped out. Yeah, schnopped. Schnopped in half.
Just like syrup.
Yep. Schnopped the fingers. Just
Oh man, the Schnapps tour. That's what we got to do. Yep.
See. Yep.
We're doing it this summer. I keep saying dangerous. That we got so many drinks now, but like yeah. That's another one we got to do. We just got to take a run to like some place and get a couple different things we can mix.
I love that. Yeah, that's great. I think we should actually, you know, next time I come over, like, I should just come over next time.
Yeah.
Because I was going to come over, but I was going to probably crash the car. Let's just be real.
What? Because, oh, yeah. No, good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I have done that, by the way.
Really?
So, yeah. I actually, I mean, this is between you and I. I went out and got really drunk. And didn't drive home or anything. I didn't drive my car at all. Matter of fact, someone picked me up. But I went home, went to bed, woke up in the morning, had cereal, sat around for a little bit, and I'm like, I want to go get like I'm hungover as fuck. I want fat burger and fries and a Yum. Coke.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, I'm gonna fucking go get it. And I went and I was like, dude, you're so fucking wrecked. Like, not even probably actually too much. So my body was like weak and weird. And I, you know what I mean? Like, you're just weird. You're laughing too much. It's like weird. And yeah. Like, I went to pull out and I scraped the whole side of my car, like at least a quarter panel against the pole that was in the parking structure of where I parked. Like, it's not like I was unfamiliar. It was in my own parking structure.
It was, yeah. It was, oh, shit.
Yeah. And it was just because I was so, like, loopy from all the shots and schnapps I had.
God damn.
Yeah. So, like, it can happen. And it's not because I was drunk. It was just because I was, you know, it's like you're hungover. It's like you're getting over being super intoxicated.
Yeah, like bombed. Yeah, that only happens if you're like, you get bombed, right?
Yeah.
Like I don't...
You just feel a little weird, but it's not scary. It's almost funny. Like, it's not that scary because you know what caused it.
Yeah, you know what's going on. Yeah.
Like, if you woke up feeling like you do today, like, just any random day when you didn't drink, you'd be like, I'm sick.
I have COVID. Yeah,
yeah. Because you're just like, hungover, yeah. You're like, poof, who cares? Give me some fucking Thai food, man. Spicy Thai food.
Spicy shit. Yeah.
The spice will heal you.
Yeah, I need some more spicy food, I think.
When's the next show?
June 2nd. We're playing in Riverside.
Oh, you're doing it that soon?
Oh, no. That's going to be in June 28th. But June 2nd, we're playing with a friend she's a vendor. She has a shop. She has like a little store, like a jewelry store. And she just goes around and sells it at like night markets and, you know, day markets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think you met her, man. Her name, she's kind of a, what's her name? Oh, shit. Felicia. She's like this metal chick. Yeah. Yep. She was at the Van Nuys place.
I remember.
Yeah. She was selling shit next to the tattoo thing.
Yep.
Yeah,
Dirty Tattoo Parlor.
The Dirty Tattoo. She's gonna be there again. She invited us, so that actually I could probably get you over there too, because that would be, that's supposedly gonna be wild. That's gonna be a wild one.
And where is it?
Riverside is a little far, but
same venue?
No. This is a different place. No, I don't know where the fuck this is. It's outside somewhere. I don't know. This is weird. Yeah.
That's the cool thing. Like, you can like Google Maps it now and just like actually look.
Yeah. Like, you go 360.
It's really weird. It's really weird. You can like take that shit down to the street.
Yeah. You can see where, like, you can even see if it's shady. You can see if it's.
You can see the front of the building.
Yeah.
You know what it looks like.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Cause it's a little freaky. Yeah. It's a little freaky.
It's freaky because, like, if we have that on our phones, what is considered high-tech versions of that,
right?
Like, what's the black ops version of that that we don't even, we have no idea, but like, because we have that version on the phone.
Yeah, what's the $100 million
how diluted version? Is this,
right?
It's the fucking phone, like, you know, like 8-year-olds play with it.
Exactly. What's the $1 million version? You know, what's like the Black Ops? You know, like you said, like the black helicopter, you know, what were they doing?
What can they do? How close can they get? Like, can they follow some? I'm sure they can. Just follow someone walking down the street.
And can they kill someone like that? Right off the bat. That's so scary. Jesus.
They got drones and shit, dude. They can fucking snipe you with a sniper drone now.
Oh my God.
They could just park that fucking thing right above your head.
Imagine getting shot. Oh man, that would suck.
It's just so weak. That's why it would suck even more. Cause you're like, I don't even like get to like get assassinated by another person. Like, this is lame.
Like, yeah, like
it's such as it's just cheap. Exactly. You know, like maybe I got a chance if it's a guy and I see the scope in the window of the library, you know, maybe I'm like, well, that's fucking, I know that looks like a scope. Like, I'm fucking getting out of here, whatever. Yeah. But you got no chance if you're using robots.
No, exactly. Your stores in Vietnam, like, you know, dad, like grandpas and like uncles in Vietnam just shooting guys with shotguns, like just annihilating another person. Yeah. And you're like, oh, you actually fought people. You saw them. Okay.
Yeah, right. No, it's going to be different. And the thing is, you know, like we were saying about robots that they're coming out next year, like that means like we're going to have a certain robots. Like we have the Tesla robots, and then we'll be able to buy a couple different ones. But other countries are developing their own robots. So that means China's going to have their own robots. Japan's going to have their own robots. And like they're already sophisticated enough to be in battle with soldiers.
Right. That's so scary.
So at some point, when do they just take out the soldiers?
Yeah, when are they just like, that's all they do, like, is kill all of the
maybe soldiers. There's like a soldier platoon leader. That's it. Like one soldier to every 100 robots or something. Like, but that's like so close.
So just robot wars? That sucks. That's...
Yeah, like it would just be like you could just send over a freighter of robots.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's going to happen. That's so fucking weird.
Oh, it probably never happened in the United States because we have our own robots and every citizen has a gun.
Yeah, it's true. Everyone has a gun. I don't know what you're going to do here.
You can't.
No, you're fucked.
That's why the founding fathers were like, they did it because they knew everything was, any power was corrupt. So they probably did it mostly so we never turned into the places like England. And we did worse, but like they're probably just like they'll never let the government get out of control. They'll throw it over and pick new people if it gets too out of control. That's probably what they thought. They're like, they're all going to be armed. The military can't do shit to them because they're citizens also, the military people, and they're not going to turn on their own people. And they just didn't realize that everybody's like, yeah, but I like consuming. That's more fun.
Yeah, they didn't realize that.
Like, you can tax me more. I'm going to watch Stranger Things season 5. I don't care how much taxes are.
Literally, yeah. That's what's happening.
Dude, they're all like 30 now. Whatever.
Yeah, what are they going to do now? I don't know.
I guess they're going to be 30-year-old teenagers. For real. It's like 90210 fucking bullshit. Like, old 90210 with Jason Priestley, where they were like 40 and they were playing by it.
Yeah, that was weird. That was a thing, right? That was so
funny. But it looked like they were. Like, I remember being like young and thinking, like, they don't look like people in high school.
Yeah. What's his, you know, Jack Perry? I mean,
Perry was like fucking,
he looked
just turned 38.
Yeah. He actually looked 38. Like, he looked my age.
I mean, he might have actually been 38. Honestly. I was kidding, but like they were all way older than, I mean, I really do think they were in their early 30s, except for like Tori.
Tori Spelling, maybe, but
she was young.
I mean, Jenny Garth was, I guarantee it, can confirm she was like 30.
Yeah,
she was. She's hot. Don't get me wrong, but she was still 30 years old. You could still be hot in 30.
It ruined the minds of children, though. Yeah. That were in high school, they were like, we don't look like that.
We don't look like we're like, there's no growth spurt.
They're 30.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it for another fucking 12 years.
Right. I mean, even if you're 23, you're still way older than.
Get back to me.
Yeah.
Way older.
Way older.
Huge difference between 18 and 23.
Oh, yeah.
Leaps not everyone and bounds.
Yeah. It's so weird. It's
21 takes you into the next phase.
Yeah, for sure.
Where it's like you're semi grown up.
Yep.
And then you get into the more complex phases where you have to pay your own fucking bills in your own way and deal with life and bullshit.
I mean, yeah, you get frown lines, stuff like that. Yeah,
that's the next phase. Yeah. And then there's when you're really old, and if you played your cards right, you can just sit there and crap in a diaper and play video games all day and have a nurse clean it up. So if you played your cards right, you need to go all the way back to the start.
Yeah.
Back to one, pooping in the diaper, playing a game.
Awesome.
That's the dream.
There it is.
Yeah. Just come on. Yeah, if you want, come on over like next week or whatever. I don't care. It doesn't matter really. As long as we continue to drink.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Whatever, dude.